flag complete. Complete to Teet. And the clock will continue to run now. We're under two to play. 1:50 in counting. So after this play, we'll announce our DG Sports player of the game. A WRJN in Racine. Showing blitz, the Broncos. Incomplete, throws it out of bounds with 1:30 to go. So our DG Sports player of the game tonight is...
Drum roll.
The offensive line of Union Grove.
Good choice, Dick.
So hopefully Dylan can get all of them together when he goes down there. They deserve it tonight. As good as Quinton was in Schultz, they wouldn't have been able to do it without that offensive line. Give them some credit, some love tonight. So Sulik in the gun. He's going to throw. Dumps it off to the side. Complete. That was Beeble on the reception. All right, Sulik back to pass. Airs it out, throws. Incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 1:10 to go. So again, our DG Sports player of the game is the offensive line. That would be the starting offensive line for Union Grove. Dylan will do everything to try to get them together. So it stops the clock with 1:10 to go in regulation. Sulik brings them out. Second and 10. And... procedure penalty coming up on Burlington. So 1:09 to go. So Burlington brings him out. When he snaps it, the clock will start up again. They trail 28-13. Sulik back to pass. Now dumps it in the flat, complete. Staying inside, though, is Doomer. And they call another timeout. So they still have one left with 56 seconds to go. And again, next week, we will come to you from the SC Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park for that Cudahy Lutheran ball game. First look at the Lutheran Crusaders and Coach Krause, who's got a very young team and is contending for the Midwest Classic Conference title. So we could have multiple conference winners this year out of the teams we cover. And again, as soon as this game concludes, I will give you the coaches poll for week three, sponsored by Bound. So Sulik will bring him out. With 56 seconds to go, he's got wideouts to his right, goes back to pass, throws, and just as he gets rid of it, they sack him. So it'll be 4th and 8 here. This is it. Last chance for the Demons. All right. The stop clock stopped on that incomplete pass. So 51 seconds to go for Sulik. Here comes the rush. Throws complete in the flat. Cutting back inside. And they stop him short. Still short. And the Broncos will take over, and they're going to win this ball game. And they're going to improve to 4-0. 2-0 in conference. Burlington will drop to 3-1 overall. 1-1 in conference. So look for Schultz to take a knee here. And they'll let the clock run out. And that's our ball game. The final score, Union Grove 28, Burlington 13. Union Grove improves to 4-0 overall, 2-0 in conference. So let's take a moment now while Dillon tries to gather up that offensive line from the Union Grove Broncos to go through our coaches poll for week 3, sponsored by Bound. In Division 1, it's Arrowhead, followed by Franklin, Badger, Wanakee, and Brookfield East. In Division 2, it's Notre Dame Academy, followed by West Appear, Rice Lake, New Richmond, and Homestead. In Division 3, it's Catholic Memorial, followed by Grafton, Plymouth, Mount Horeb, Barneville, and La Crosse Logan. In Division 4, it's Winneconne, followed by Aquinas, Baldwin, Woodville, Lake Mills, and Columbus. Checking in at number 6 this week, dropping down 5 spots, was Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Northwestern, followed by Elmhurst, Lake Country Lutheran, Grantsburg, and Mayville. In Division 6, it's Edgar, followed by Regis, Darlington, Mondovi, and Lomira. And finally, in Division 7, it's Potassi-Cassville, followed by Kenosha St. Joseph. Black Hawk Warren is 3. Boyceville is 4th. And Cochran Fountain City is 5th. So those are your top 5 teams for week 3 of the coaches' poll, sponsored by Bound for all 7 divisions. So again, we're waiting for Dillon to see if he can get those two. I should say that entire offensive line, and he's working on it right now. And I think he's got him.
All right, we're here with our DG Sports Player of the Game tonight. More than one. We got our whole starting offensive line here enabling this offense to really get going here in the second half, rushing, passing, whatever they needed to do to get victory here tonight. Quinn, leader of this offensive line, talk about what it took here tonight.
It took everything, man. I mean, shout out all these guys. Shout out my whole team, man. Like, it took everything out there. Like, no plays off. Hey, it goes back to February in the weight room, going at it every day with these guys. I mean, that's what it is.
And, Coach, if you mind stepping over here, tonight you guys really got the ball going well offensively, huge running game, just impressive stuff. Talk about this whole line, what it takes week after week, and how they're able to get things going for this offense here tonight.
Yeah, well, I want to say one thing. I would wish they would just play a full game so I don't have a heart attack. I'm 37, and I felt like my heart was going to jump out in the first half. But these guys are the heart and soul of what we do and the identity that we want to have the entire year. Wisconsin football, you got to run the ball, and with these guys, we're going to be able to do that. And I'm just so proud of how they responded again in the second half. So,
Great showcasing once again. We're here with the offensive line. I was an O-line, so take a lot of pride in the offensive line. Without these guys, the skinny little dudes aren't able to do what they do week after week. So we'll send it back up to Dick in the booth for our DG Sports Player of the Game.
Thanks, Dylan. Well, that's going to conclude this broadcast from Don Dalton Stadium. My thanks to Eric Sulik, AD at Burlington, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be September 19th from the SC Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park, where the Cudahy Packers will take on the Lutheran Crusaders. Pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Next up for the Broncos will be a home game on September 19th when they will host the Wilmont Union Panthers. Next up for the Demons will be a road game on September 19th when they will travel to meet the Beloit Memorial Purple Knights. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rosseffa saying you've been listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on September 19th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM, or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports covering all Racine, city, and county schools. Once again, our final score, it was Union Grove 28, Burlington 13. Union Grove improves to 4-0 overall, 2-0 in conference. Burlington falls to 3-1. Overall, 1-1 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
September, serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. The love's so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
It's
like jelly, baby. Oh, yeah.
How sweet it is.
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be
where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. Mm-hmm.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hours after the arrest of a 22-year-old Utah man and the murder of her husband earlier this week, the widow of Charlie Kirk speaks to the public for the first time.
To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die.
Mrs. Erica Kirk, courtesy of Turning Point USA.
They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love.
She said if you thought her husband's mission was powerful before,
you have no idea.
She said the campus tour will continue and his radio and podcast show will go on. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Authorities have charged 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah with the sniper-style killing of Charlie Kirk. Investigators say the former straight-A student became increasingly political and angry, leaving meme-etched bullets. His relatives helped turn him in, and prosecutors may seek the death penalty. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane on what Utah Governor Spencer Cox had to say.
The governor praised Robinson's family today for intervening and urged people to disconnect from social media.
It is not good to consume. Social media is a cancer on our society right now. And I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
A deadly encounter in suburban Chicago between ICE agents and a man they say was in the country illegally. More from CBS News Chicago reporter Suzanne LeMignot.
In a statement, Department of Homeland Security says ICE officers were conducting a targeted law enforcement activity. During a vehicle stop, they say the suspect resisted and attempted to drive his vehicle into the arresting team, hitting an officer, then dragging him as he fled the scene. Fearing for his life, the statement says the officer discharged his firearm and the man was shot. DHS says the officer and the suspect immediately received medical treatment and they were transferred to a local hospital. The suspect was pronounced dead at that hospital. The officer has severe injuries and is in stable condition.
Democratic Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia's district includes the suburb where the shooting took place. He is calling for a full investigation. President Trump says he's sending the National Guard to Memphis, Tennessee to address crime concerns. Democratic Mayor Paul Young says he never asked for troops to come in, but
that decision has been made. And as mayor of the city that I love, of Memphis, Tennessee, my commitment is to make sure that we work strategically to ensure that this happens in a way that truly benefits and strengthens our community.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
CBS's Jim Crisula says the reenactment of a historic battle has been canceled.
While the 27th Battle of Plattsburgh commemoration is ongoing in northern New York, this year's battle reenactment won't take place. It usually involves many reenactors from nearby Canada. They've decided to boycott the event this week. Commemoration President Tom Donahue.
They enjoy coming to Plattsburgh. They love our event. They're excited about doing it every year, but they said this year it's the only time we got to make a point for our country that we don't like what's going on with the tariffs. So, you know, I respect that.
The Battle of Plattsburgh, New York, also known as the Battle of Lake Champlain, ended the final British invasion of the northern states of the United States during the War of 1812. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Tropical storm Mario forms off the Pacific coast of Mexico and is forecast to bring rain and possible flooding. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of storms around as well, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, highs again mid-70s. Currently, it's 66. WRJ.